Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hang on a second.
Oh. Hello.
Alexis was telling us something we can't share on the radio.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Share Funny Podcast. I'm totally thrown by some information. I don't know. I gotta be honest with you. I'm a little confused. So during the radio show today, we were talking about things you have to be hot to do, whether it's a job. For an example, was the other day I saw the end of the movie Neighbors, Zac Efron, Seth Rogen. And at the end of the movie, Zac Efron is an Abercrombie model. I mean, again, the movie's 2014, so it's what, 6 years old? And over 6 years old now. And obviously, being an Abercrombie model was a bigger thing 6 years ago than it is today. But he's standing outside the Abercrombie store in just the jeans, no shirt, looks amazing. And then Seth Rogen does it, and you realize you have to be hot to be the Abercrombie model. So what else do you have to be hot? Whether it's a job or something that you wear. Like this lady said, I just think this is funny. Apparently, you have to be hot to get help bagging your groceries. I had multiple bags yesterday and could not get help. But the hot girl in the lane next to me had three people trying to help her carry toothpaste to the car. And then somebody recommended a store you could shop at where they don't care how hot you are. They'll carry your groceries to the no matter what. That's funny. This lady said, apparently you have to be hot to wear crop tops because when mom bods do it, people stare. To wear flannel and boots in the fall without looking like a lumberjack, you've got to be hot. And some people are just being dumb. Let's see. You got to be hot. I got to take off my hoodie. Those ugly, distorted designer sneakers. Hot celebrities can barely pull those off.
Yeah. Some of the uglier Yeezys and things like that.
Oversized clothing. You have to be hot to wear that. again, one of my favorites. You have to be hot to wear those lady boots that go all the way up to the knees.
The lady boots.
Those go up to like past my thighs.
The lady boots.
Yeah. Like up to your torso.
I never thought about that for you. Yeah. If you try to wear the over the knee boot, it's like all the way up to your hips.
Yeah, exactly. You like that? Not so much.
You have to be hot to do that homeless look in the $200 sweatpants and $150 hoodie. People don't look at you crazy if you're hot, male or female.
Yeah, that's fair.
Strippers have to be hot. You have to be hot to be a girl and pull off the super boy short hairstyle, like shaved on the side but long on the top style. The shaved on the side, all long, pulled to one side, is a hot haircut.
He likes that.
I do like that.
He likes girls with like funky colors in their hair.
Yeah.
Different hairstyles. He's way into that.
Let's see. What? Why are we laughing at that?
This is funny. I like talking about what you're into. Brings joy.
What else am I into, Riggins?
Oh God, what do you
find enjoyable or entertaining?
I mean, we've talked about it. He likes heels on the beach, like
what?
A woman wearing or by the pool.
No, I don't like heels on the beach.
You like them around the pool. If a woman's wearing a bikini and high heels, that does it for you. Why? That's not true.
That's not true. That's a mischaracterization. Thanks to TJ.
He likes funky.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, I'm not for it.
He likes the belly chain.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I mind a little body jewelry. You want to, you know?
What else does he like? He likes funky colors, mm-hmm. tattoos. He's into tattoos on the legs, on the thighs.
Not on the thighs. I would prefer not on the legs. If you're gonna have a tattoo on your legs, maybe more on the ankles. I don't mind if you have tattoos. I don't like the thigh tattoos. Quite a turnoff to me.
You like
in some cases.
Do you like the nose ring to attach to the belly ring with a chain?
No,
you don't like that.
No.
Like where it wraps around.
Does that exist?
I've never seen the nose ring to the belly ring, but I have seen the nose to the ear.
Yeah. Do you like that?
It depends. It could be okay. But to be quite honest with you, the nose ring attached to the earring, though, first came onto my radar thanks to a guy named Rachel. The bass player in Skid Row's name is Rachel Bolin. And in their first video, I was like, I would never wear that, but that's awesome. And it's just a nose ring, and one of his earrings had a chain attached to them. And then right after that, there was a singer named Jane Child who did a song, I Don't Want to Fall in Love. And it was a number one single, but she had the same thing. I was like, she ripped him off. So that started as the first time I ever saw that, it was a guy thing. There was a guy that was wearing it.
That's a weird look.
Interesting.
It's badass.
That's not cool.
I mean, you're the bass player in Skid Row, and you've got a nose ring. It was just cool anyway. I mean, one of the things I would never have, like, I think tattoos are cool. Like, if you have a sleeve of tattoos, that looks cool. Not for me, but for other people, it would look really cool. It's never something I would ever want. But yeah, I don't want a nose ring, but I think if a guy can wear a nose ring, like that.
Only
cool.
Certain guys can pull off nose rings, though. Like, mm-hmm. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was the first time I ever saw that. It was more of a, like, that's a cool, badass guy thing. And it's okay.
That's funny.
One lady said you had to be hot to wear heels with sweatpants. I don't know.
Who wears heels with sweatpants?
I was saying, I don't know that I've ever seen heels with sweatpants. One lady said to wear anything Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
Yeah. Messy buns and oversized sweatshirts. From a lady, she said, hot people make them look awesome while the rest of us just look homeless.
The messy bun.
The messy bun with an oversized sweatshirt. And I see that. I can see where that's one of those things because you can look extremely comfortable yet very sexy. Like, oh, that's what she would look like bouncing around the house. You know what I mean?
Hair tied, chilling with no makeup on.
That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong.
Hey. I was hoping. I was like, Riggins, you better finish it.
Who is that from?
Drake.
Okay. So, yeah, that's just some of the things that people believe that hot people have to do. Rob, do you and Meredith have any conversations about things like that? Oh, that's hot, or he's hot, or she's hot, or anything like that?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. I mean, well, I think we know what each other likes.
Like, who is her celebrity guy that she's like so?
I don't think she ever really talks about that kind of thing. She doesn't. I really don't know who she.
Who's your celebrity woman, Rob?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a solid answer.
Only when she. I was about to say only when she has red hair, but that's stupid to say. That's not.
Yeah.
But mostly
she
when
looks
she has
like
red
shit
hair.
Every other.
Yeah.
I just saw her this past weekend in the other Bolin girl, I think it was, and she plays one of the sisters of King Henry. It's like Anne Bolin and the sister. Yeah. She looks hot in those Renaissance dresses.
Who's your number one celebrity person?
Alexis. God, I don't know. I have so many. But and I know you guys are going to, like, give me for this, but I really, really love Johnny Depp.
A lot of women say that.
I do.
Oh, yeah, Ace loves Johnny Depp.
Something about, he's got swag. Like, just something about him is just,
Like, the vest, the shirt, the three-piece without the tie and the jacket with the bracelets and the long necklace with the shirt open.
I love it.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, he's just swag.
I do. I like that. He's taking it when he takes his necklace off and everything. I'm like, it doesn't work for me on a day-to-day basis, but it's a look that I love.
Mm-hmm.
He is a boner. Like, just, I don't know. It's like so much jewelry. I don't know. It's like 50. He's in his 50s.
He's like a man. To me, that's like a man.
Really? He's got makeup on.
I don't, but that's the thing. That's the thing about him. He's such a man that he can pull it off.
Care. He's in his fifth. You know what? He still wears his jewelry. You know why? Because he effing can.
Ugh. It's just, didn't he poop in the bed or something recently?
They were going to court with his ex-girlfriend or something.
I thought we found out that wasn't true.
They had a picture of the turd. somebody pooped in that bed.
It wasn't him. It was somebody that she knew that she told that person to do it.
Yeah. I've never had
Rob, did you say she told that person to do it?
Yeah, I think she did it to spite Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Like, from what we've heard... Allegedly, she's not a nice person.
Yeah, didn't all that stuff turn out, all the stuff that he said that everybody said was all it, hers all turned out to be lies and everything. He had that tape, the audio tape that proved that he was telling the truth the whole time.
If I saw a lineup and you were like, which one of these people pooped in the bed? I'm like, the guy with the eyeshadow and 100 bracelets. Like a, I don't know, a gypsy.
I love him as Captain Jack Sparrow. If he would dress up Captain Jack Sparrow, I'd be happy.
Like a pirate.
I love
He's got
it.
A pirate at him.
I love it. I got some booty for you.
Oh, God. Give me a break. Give me a break. What about Willy Wonka when he dresses up like Willy Wonka?
Okay, maybe
Chewing
not.
Chewing gum is really gross. Chewing gum I hate the most.
Maybe not that character.
Yeah, I like him as an actor, but I just don't get the... And I know every woman says it, like, he's so hot. But I'm
Who's
like,
yours?
Hey. Huh?
Who's yours? Your celebrity.
Who would I say? I like Mila Kunis.
Mm. That's a good one.
She's funny, hot, smoky. Jennifer Lawrence.
Smoky, you mean her voice is kind of
smoky?
Yeah,
a little. I like that.
Her vibe is smoky.
Dark, yeah. She's just kind of. Jennifer Lawrence, I like. Funny, hot. Mila Kunis, man. She's got it.
Jennifer Lawrence got a booty on her.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. She's got a nice body.
Yeah, she's pretty.
And you don't know Meredith at all, Rob?
If she said it, I'd probably remember, but like nothing like sticks out as one that she's always talking about as being very attractive.
So are you ever on Instagram, Rob, and you're like, Meredith, she's hot. Check that out.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Would she get upset if you did that?
No, but I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not saying it like it would be a bad thing. You do that.
I do it all the damn time. But by the same token, here's one thing that I've talked about this before on the radio. I'm fascinated by. Guys don't typically follow hot guys on, like, say, Instagram. You don't follow a lot of hot guys. But women will follow hot fitness women for inspiration. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and what do you mean? Well.
Well, yeah.
Like, Amanda follows a ton of fitness, what do you got?
Influencers.
Influencers, yeah.
Has she ever had a... experience with another woman?
Not that I know of. And I've asked.
Yeah,
no, I've asked.
I've asked.
Unless she lied, no.
He
says with disappointment in his voice.
Yeah, I follow girls too. I think that's one thing. Like, I will always give props to a woman that's good looking. And even if I'm out in public, if I see a girl and she's really pretty, I'll always give compliments.
Yeah, and Amanda's the one to point out, like, ooh, that she's hot over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't know. A lot of times that's a lie. Yeah, I don't know. Not as hot as you, babe. She knows better.
Yeah. It's not working.
Okay, Charles said, who is Amanda's hot guy? Brad, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper, thank you.
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Yeah. That's another
one. Literally watching the movie A Star is Born. I told the story on the radio. We're sitting in the theater watching A Star is Born. She's seated to my right. And we're watching the movie, and there's this scene where he's in the shower, and it pans up as he's in the shower, and I hear with my ears a sound from my right side while I'm looking at the screen. Just goes, oh. Like, oh my God, we can't keep that under wraps, under control in some fashion while you're sitting here next to me in this movie.
Tell me something.
Fine.
Yeah, so that's her number one.
He's fun.
Bradley Cooper.
You know who else? Who's the actor's name that was in Grey's Anatomy? The light-skinned guy with the blue eyes? He was the son of the doctor, the female doctor. Can't remember what
Ellen
his name
Pompeo?
Is. No, it was... you've never seen Grey's Anatomy?
I know what it is. Patrick Dempsey is
Patrick
in
Dempsey's
the
only the one that I know.
No, he's
show.
Like the black guy with the blue eyes.
No idea.
Well, I can't think of his name.
It's not Isaiah... What's his name?
God, no,
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, something Isaiah.
On Isaiah Thomas.
No, he's been in the news recently because I think he's getting a divorce or something like that with his wife. They've been together for a long time.
Isaiah Washington?
That's his name.
Didn't they kick him off that show because he was throwing out some slurs?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing because I don't know. Isaiah Washington played Dr. Preston Burke in the first three seasons of Grey's Anatomy.
They fired him.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
Jesse Williams. That's his name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he looks like a model.
Mm hmm.
Yeah.
Piercing blue eyes.
Yeah. He's fine.
Well.
Did I tell you? There's a guy in my building. He's always like impeccably dressed and stuff, and he's got a dog, and I see him all the time. So the other day, I was like, "Are you like a model or something?" I never seen.
Oh, you
him
finally
working.
Ask him?
I finally, yeah. I said, "Are you like a model or something?" He goes, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, okay." With that, like, I was just having him go, "No, I just dress." You know, he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense." It makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, I told him when I was first separated, I was living in this apartment complex quietly in a one bedroom apartment. I'm in the gym one day. The gym is right next to the pool. And there was this woman walking across the pool, and I thought, oh, my God, like, she's stunning, like, tan, jet black hair, like, shockingly attractive, looks like a bikini model, flawless. And about that time, I saw her standing at the edge of the pool, and she's holding a towel, and this guy comes up out of the water, and he just kind of, up out of the water with his hands, and he's up on his feet. Suddenly he's dripping wet and he pushes his hair back, and I'm caught off guard by, like, oh damn, that guy's good looking. And he's not wearing like a Speedo, but he's wearing more like trunk style swimsuit, and like suddenly I can't even see how attractive she is. I'm like, damn, look at that guy. And then you go, oh, okay, they're a couple, they should be. Those are the only two people out here that look like they wouldn't be intimidated by how attractive the other person is if they were together. You know what I mean? Like, you saw them and went, those two people, good for you two. Mm-hmm. That you two found each other because you should be together because you're both unbelievably attractive.
Do you think there's no self-consciousness in either? I think there is. Even if they're both super good looking, I bet they're still like wondering where the other one is.
Yeah. Well,
just because they're both good looking doesn't mean they're not self-conscious about what the other one is doing or if this one's better looking. I think that probably exists. But it would be nice to be that good looking. Don't get me wrong.
To where you knew you always had the upper hand in the
Hell
relationship?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Although it can be exhausting at times.
Yeah, well, what would you know?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break. But we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ. This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
There's a new Instagram account to check out. It's called Miserable_Men. Just miserable and then use the underscore men. It's all pictures of men looking bored or even falling asleep on shopping trips. It's just now picking up a lot of steam. It's up to 346,000 followers as of last night. And if you've got a good photo to share, they take submissions. But it's just, it's one of those examples that sometimes things are cliche because they're true. And it's guys sitting around outside while their wives are shopping, like sitting in a outside a dressing room or whatever, standing around. The worst part now is, though, you can't even get, they don't even have chairs. Most places don't have a chair. You can't sit in a chair due to COVID restrictions. You have no place to even sit. So if they go in the dressing room to try stuff on, which some places don't even let you go in the dressing room, because I know, well, not that a man would ever be trying something on at a sporting goods store, but in the sporting goods store that I was at the other day, I was going to buy some shorts. My son was, and he couldn't go try them on. They wouldn't let you use the dressing rooms. But if you go into a regular store and they're walking around going to the dressing room to try something on or do a bunch of shopping, they don't even have a place to sit down because they don't want you sitting on anything because of COVID. Really sucks. But yeah, this is a pretty fun.
What's going on with this guy?
What is this guy doing?
Why is he so upset?
He's just walking out.
But in such a calm manner, though. Look.
Yeah. He's just tearing stuff up in the middle of a, looks like he's in the middle of a Nordstrom or something, just flipping tables over and everything.
I've had it.
A lot of them are old guys that are just falling asleep, like on chairs in the middle of a mall. They're just sound asleep. Look, he's got an H&M bag and he's just slumped over, sound asleep in the middle of a mall. Man and his son, another guy asleep on a chair in the middle of a mall.
And a great Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's fun to check out, though. Miserable underscore men. It's kind of fun if you haven't checked it out. That's one of those things I remember as a kid that I used to hate. My mom was going to go to the mall. Damn it. And I wasn't old enough yet to be able to just go do what I wanted to do in the mall.
So you had to follow her.
Like, it wasn't bad when I got old enough finally that I could go to, obviously the mall was a different place when I was, but I was like, Mom, I'm going to go to Music Land. And I'd go to the music store, and the whole time she'd be, I just browse through the music store. And, you know, what the employees love is the 10-year-old, 11-year-old kid chit-chatting with them.
Where's your mom?
Where's your mom at?
I got the new Kiss album. What else? You got anything else like that?
Aww.
The guy's like, get the, what?
A little baby Ace. Yeah.
You got the, I just checking, you got that new Iron Maiden? Did that come in? You get that yet? I heard that's going to be out.
It rocks.
Yeah, you got anything else you could recommend?
My mom left me at the mall one time. She left me at a store. I guess she forgot that I was with her.
And I just drove away and left the whole mall?
So she hadn't left the mall completely, but she was in the complete opposite side about to leave, and they like had to call over the intercom through the entire mall.
Did you have to go find me? Hey, I'm lost.
Yeah, I was like going around the store, and all of a sudden I just didn't see my mom. I was probably like 7. And couldn't find her and had to go to someone that worked there. I was like, I can't find my mom.
Did your mom get mad at you?
No, she was.
Oh, so you hadn't wandered off or anything?
No, okay. She left me.
She was like, damn it.
I know. I always ask her, did you mean to do that on purpose? Yeah.
She was like 10 steps from freedom right there. Like, damn it.
So close.
Oh, I got to go all the way back to the other end of the mall to get her last right now. I don't want to do that.
Damn.
But yeah, that was you'd sit outside the store, like if we were 7 or 8, 9, you know, and 10 minutes, it seems like
so
an
long.
Hour.
Forever.
I'm falling asleep, I'm complaining, and then my mom told me not to complain, or she'll give me something to complain about.
Yeah.
And I know she wouldn't play.
Yeah, she didn't want you at the mall either, but it's not like no. She had a choice. Yeah. She's like, listen.
Sit right here, I got to go try these things on. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mom, if you complain, I'll give you something to complain about. Like, all right, I'm cool right here. I'm good.
I love being here.
Perhaps we could have an Orange Julius when this is over.
God willing.
Yeah. So then we do that. And then I learned in middle school, I learned how to make the message flash over and over on the screen on the Radio Shack computers. So I'd go and type something like LSU rules or whatever in big font and make it flash over and over on the screen. Just walk away from it. Then I'd walk by it again and check still going. Nobody stopped it.
And in Radio Shack, like on a computer?
Yeah. Yeah. I learned some unbelievably basic computer programming, just enough to send it into a loop so it would flash the message up all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still don't like going to the mall. I do not enjoy it.
Who goes? I say who goes to the mall anymore. I've gone to the mall a few times this year, but you don't have as much use for it anymore.
No.
Which is sad because going to the mall used to be an event. It was an episode. Like it was the place to meet. It was the place to see and be seen. Everything happened at the mall. And it was cool because there was a general sense of meeting there. Like, what are y'all doing? Hey, I think we're all going to go to the mall on Saturday. Cool, let's go to the mall. We're going to the arcade. Great. And then especially when you got old enough to drive yourself, it's like, well, before we go, let's run by the mall real quick. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a dose of reality because we went to the – I grew up in Salisbury, which is about an hour from here, and we always went to the mall. And then a reporter from a local news station said, I'm spending my afternoon in the Salisbury Mall. There was only a Bath and Body Works left. It was just completely empty. It's like one of those abandoned malls. And I went,
scary.
Oh, man, that sucks. Like, it's just a bummer.
The mall in my hometown when we were there in July, August, was you drive by. And, I was showing Amanda. She'd been there before, but I was showing her around. And like, that's the mall. She was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yikes.
Like used to be, like, of course, I'm older than y'all, but what used to be the showcase corners. JCPenney at one end, Sears. There was a place called Weiss and Goldring that now has moved out and built their own building out in the mall parking lot by the road. Mm-hmm. It's still a big store there, but they were like, screw this noise. We got to get out of here. It's dead. And as my mom would put it, if you're buying anything other than athletic shoes, no reason to go to the mall.
No.
Because it's empty. So like every three stores are open, then there's a store, then two more open and a store. Then
it's depressing.
Then, Yeah, then there's the food court, which still has a few things left. But yeah, it's sad because if you're of my generation, in the 80s was when the mall came to light, was booming in the late 70s, throughout the 70s, especially into the 80s. That was your whole weekend or day might be built around going to the mall, whether it was just going to hang out at the arcade or just going with some friends and hanging out. And that's where you would meet people.
Yeah. When we first moved to Charlotte in 2001, Eastland Mall was popping and it had the ice skating rink. So we used to go ice skate at Eastland Mall on the weekends all the time. And then that turned into one of those malls that was like empty and it was just so sad.
Yeah. We moved here in 98. That was the first mall that I ever went to here. Mm-hmm. They got a damn
ice skating rink
in the mall, man.
I had never seen that anywhere else. Yeah.
I don't want to ice skate. I just want to go see it.
Yeah, for real.
Like, that's crazy. It's in the mall. The only thing I've seen like that is in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
In the Galleria in Houston, they had an ice skating rink in the mall. I was like, get out of here.
Sucks.
That's another one of those signs. You're getting older, though.
Yeah,
they creep in every now and then.
Definitely.
Rob, were you a big mall kid?
Oh, that's where I got all four of my ear piercings. Pearson Pagoda.
Pearson Pagoda. What do you have pierced?
I have two in each ear.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Pearson Pagoda.
And a fifth one.
Ooh, don't want to know about that.
Can't talk about that one.
That one probably was not at Pearson Pagoda.
No. I can't do that. With
I'm sorry, son. We can't do that here in the mall. I'm drawing a blank on the name of the store. I want to say it begins with an M. Where I got my ears pierced in the mall.
Claire's.
It might have been a Claire's boutique. Yeah, it was. It probably was Claire's boutique.
You went to get your ears pierced at Claire's?
That was one of the only options.
Yeah, I was in the mall. You're like, where else would you go?
Yeah, true. I just think of that, like, little girls going to get their ears pierced for the first time at Claire's.
Yes, absolutely. Is.
Everything's furry and it's pink, but
I'm just looking to get my ears pierced, man. Yeah. I want to get it done and get the hell out of Claire's boutique right now.
And they do it enough. They should be good at it.
Yeah, and I was disappointed to find out they couldn't put a hoop in immediately. It's got to be a stud for like 6 weeks. What? Yeah. Damn, I don't want that. That's
you wear a hoop earring?
Hell yeah, I had two of them. I had matching hoops.
What you trying to say about hoop earrings?
That's right.
Those are nice.
That's all I did too.
I started out with a hoop in the left and a little fake diamond in the right. And then I went, first I just had the left pierced. And then I got got the right one done. Then I had a second one in the left for a while, but it closed up. But my other two are still there. I can still punch an earring through there, no problem.
At what point in your life did you decide, okay, I'm done with wearing earrings?
I was 31 years old and had a baby, mm-hmm. and was going to cut my hair. I was like, yeah, it's probably, I think I'm just going to give up wearing earrings. You know, I need to grow up a little bit and I wish I hadn't done it. That's a bad reason to try to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I cut my hair and just like, get rid of these earrings, you know, I'll probably quit wearing
them. And that was the last time you wore them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it a couple of times. Just like, I went in my daughter's room one day and was talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me see one of your earrings. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I bet it'll still work. She was like, please don't do that. And I just shoved it in my ear.
No.
I just shoved it in my ear. And she was like, oh my God, Dad, stop doing that. And I'll do that from time to time. But it's I've never worn them since, I was probably 31. Started growing my hair long my senior year when I was 17. And they would only let me grow at a certain length. And they made me go get it cut. And then once I graduated high school, I just let it grow. And in college, I let it grow. And from 18 to 31, it was long and very unruly at times. And then, when I cut it, when Peyton was a year old, I cut it. And
Like, all right, dad life.
Yeah, because I thought I needed to look more like a dad.
Yeah.
And turns out, A, I didn't look more like a dad. And B, I should have just done
earrings.
My own thing.
What about you, Rob?
Since I've worked on the show, I just didn't enjoy them anymore. I don't know. I looked in the mirror one day and I went, that looks stupid.
How old were you when you got rid of the frosted tips?
I got those back again last year. So probably that was probably right before I started working here as well.
Okay. Mm.
And I just did that from time to time.
Interesting.
Did your dad say anything when you got your ears pierced, Riggins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were so upset.
Yeah.
Oh, you had your ears pierced too?
I had four.
Four?
Yeah. I did the big, like, big diamond. Like, they were so big, they were, like, dragging my earlobe
down.
Stop. Oh, yeah.
I need to see a picture of that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what everybody was doing. Everybody was putting the big diamond. They're like, pink diamonds, like, to match, the outfit.
And when did you decide to stop wearing it?
Just a couple of years later.
Really?
I mean, it was just through college.
Like a fad?
Yeah.
I always wonder, at what point do I got to take my belly button piercing out because it's, I can't, I'm too old for that.
Yeah, I don't know. No woman wants to hear a man's opinion about when they should remove it. Yeah, so I'm not going to say anything.
Not a guy went, mm, yeah, mm, not about to say anything. No.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny. This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right, so Tate D. Rob just informed us that from earlier in this edition of Share Funny, he texted his girlfriend Meredith and asked about her favorite celebrity guys. And Rob's a little surprised, it seems, that she sent such a long list. How many guys did she send?
Six, seven, okay. eight of them.
Go bottom to top then.
Well, I don't think they're in an order, any particular order.
Oh, okay.
Order. So I said, who's your number one crush? She said, ooh. And then Jake Gyllenhaal came. I was like, okay, cool, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And then I got Ryan Reynolds, Taye Diggs, Chris Young.
Taye Diggs, yum.
And then I said number one. And then she said, Luke Kuechly.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then she said, I mean, I have a sports number one, movie number one, singer number one, TV actor number one.
Oh.
And she also said, I love Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees and Joe Jonas. And then she, and then I
the
also
Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees is kind of a reach back on that one.
And then she said, I also like Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, I used to have pictures of Chad Michael Murray in my locker in high school and middle school. Oh my God.
Chad Michael Murray, what was he on?
One Tree Hill.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a good looking dude.
God, he's
for
so
sure.
fun.
Mm. Oh, and then she said, you're my number one radio crush. Oh, come on.
That was nice.
Boo.
Ew.
Yeah. That doesn't count as a thing.
Yeah. That came last. I don't appreciate it.
It's an afterthought.
Yeah, that was clearly the afterthought throw-in. Like, oh, I should say something nice here. Yeah. Damn.
Taye Diggs, too.
Taye Diggs.
He got in there.
Mm-hmm.
He got variety.
Hey, I like.
Mm-hmm. Like Ashton Kutcher, Chad Michael Moore, Taye Diggs. Yeah.
Okay.
Taye Diggs is fine. There's make no mistake about
guy.
It. Yeah, he's a good-looking man. I tell you who else is a good-looking man. Tyrese.
Oh, Tyrese is still looks so good.
Yeah.
I actually met Tyrese once, and that was awesome. He's a beautiful man.
He crazy, though.
Yeah. That video of him crying, I'll
yeah,
never.
Yeah,
oh,
like
God.
Losing his mind.
Wasn't that about The Rock and that what he was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Not a good look.
Yeah. The Rock, another good-looking man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's one of my man crushes.
I know.
Is he?
My man, The Rock. Yeah. Mr. Jody C. DM'd us on Twitter that said, I worked at the mall in Spartanburg, South Carolina from the time I was 17 to 23. Then he goes all caps. Best time of my working life. He said, I worked at Champs Sports right across from Lerner. Lerner's a women's store, women's clothing store. And he said, but women everywhere. That's a... It is a part of life that's gone, though, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, for kids. The mall does not carry the weight to my kids that it did to when I was a teenager whatsoever. It's not even in the same ballpark.
I couldn't tell you last time I've been in a mall.
Well, it's the same difference as for my generation, MTV, and even for... Even for y'all's generation, MTV was still a thing. It was different, mm-hmm. but it was still a big thing.
Yeah.
But imagine in a pre-internet age, you were just locked in all the time. And you would wait for hours to see one stupid video.
One video.
There was no other way to see it.
Yeah.
You know, you had no other way to watch it.
I think that now on MTV, they actually they'll have segments where they just show videos all day long now.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw it the other day.
But there's a romanticism that's lost because we had this is my favorite VJ. This VJ plays better music than the other.
Yeah.
None of them picked up the music. They didn't pick their own music. But it'd be like, oh my God, they're gonna have David Lee Roth is gonna be on this afternoon. They're gonna interview him. You could see him for the first time being interviewed by somebody cool, not some crap on the Today Show or whatever it might be. Yeah, and it was like this communal thing that suddenly everybody was getting the same thing. You were watching the same stuff and see what was cool, just like the people in New York, and it changed all the fashion because stores everywhere started carrying stuff that you were seeing on TV because suddenly everybody was being exposed to it at one time rather than it making its way across the country like it did before that.
Yeah.
There was never anything like it. It was crazy. The MTV VJs wrote a great book And they talk about, because when they started in New York, they couldn't even see it in Manhattan. They filmed in Manhattan every day, but it wasn't on the Manhattan cable system. So to watch it the first night that it took off, that it premiered, they all had to got on buses and they threw a party in New Jersey. And they all had to bus everybody out to New Jersey because that was the only place they could find a cable system that had it. And they went to, a couple of them went to Omaha for a personal appearance at a mall, at a record store in a mall. And they said they pulled up and there was a line out the door of the mall and down around, halfway around the entire mall building. Like 1,000 kids lined up. They were like, ooh, what's going on here today? There must be somebody else who's here. And they said the limo driver was like, you're here. All these people are here to see you. And they said that was the first time they had any idea that people were actually watching this, wow. Much less the fact that it was having an impact. Because they didn't know. In New York, it was like nobody knew who they were or anything. And it became such a thing, especially in Middle America and like in the Deep South where I lived, because you didn't have all that stuff before. And you were exposed to so many cool things that you got to say, oh, I like that, because you never had heard it before. Mm-hmm. No matter what it was, whether it was stuff that was hard rock or the new wave English stuff that you'd never seen, it was like, this is amazing. Just leave it on and do whatever and wait for a song to come up that you wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There'd never been anything like it. And in a way, it's kind of sad because that's gone. You don't have that. Everybody's much more, you're finding things much more individually through Spotify. It doesn't have that. We're all waiting until Friday at 5 o'clock to see the new Michael. We'll all see it at once. Everybody will see this one thing. And then if you go somewhere that evening, that's what everybody's talking about, because it would all happen at one time. So you were kind of a sense of community. Mm-hmm. And now we're just old ass people.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Try to look at news on the internet.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeart. Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
We were talking about this earlier, and I was surprised to find out, and maybe I shouldn't be surprised to find out, you've been propositioned by couples before?
I have,
Alexis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Multiple times.
Yeah, but like different couples?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
to do what?
Out in public.
Just out in, like, it ran, people right? You didn't know, by people you didn't know? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what's up? You
want? I've been at a couple bars in Charlotte many different times, and you know, was talking to people throughout the night, dancing and all that, and then been asked at the end of the night, like, hey, so this is my husband, my wife. Would you be interested in coming, hanging out with us?
Have you ever accepted him?
No, I haven't. Take it as a compliment.
Never been, never happened to me. Riggins, you?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah. No.
Even on Instagram, I've gotten messages too, couples.
Are they ever good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you opposed to it?
I wouldn't say I'm opposed to it. I just think that it would have to be like a random right situation. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to film any of it and sell it on the internet? No?
It would be no, very lucrative.
Probably not that.
Checking.
But yeah.
That's great. That's how, yeah, how flattering.
To
airdrop it to me? Just for
fun.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody out there who, if they lost their phone, you'd be worried?
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Yeah, that's super flattering.
I mean, it is, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Would you be worried, Riggins, if somebody, is there anybody that they lost their phone that you'd be like, oh, damn, I hope Ron Burton didn't find that?
That has pictures of him?
Yeah.
No. No, because anything I've ever sent like that, I've tried my damned hardest to make it look good, so.
I know.
There you go. That's what I'm always like. If it gets out, I'll be like, hey, yeah, I sent it. And say, at least that looks good.
Yeah, I mean, send it around, bitch. Yeah.
Hope that gets out somewhere. Damn, spread it around. Hey, I don't care.
That's funny.
Hey, by the way, I look pretty good in that one. You want to show your friends? Feel free.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't send them around.
That's not cool, though.
I don't want other people to see how good I look at the picture.
Oh, no. Oh, my God, it looks crazy big. I know. I'm
just kidding. That's just me chilling.
You're ruining my life.
Oh, no, it was really cold that day.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, and now that you're, when your kids get older, you'd be like, hey, you know, sorry about that.
Exactly.
My bad.
Yeah, you want to ruin my son's life. Like, oh, my God. Dad, please stop.
Your nudes are out. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, you know, I feel weird about your son following me on Instagram just because sometimes, you know, the pictures I post and I'm just like, ugh, I don't know. I feel weird him looking at my story.
Yeah, I'm talking about some of the pictures that you post.
Yeah, I think that says more about you than it does.
But I feel like, ugh, I don't know. I feel kind of bad.
Yeah. I mean, he's 18 years old.
I know, but it's just crazy.
I know. It's still weird, though, because I look at him like, he's 18, but... I don't know. When it's your own kid, you're like, I don't know, man. Yeah. You don't seem 18.
And I just think of him as your kid. So it's just kind of like, oh, I know he's looking at these pictures. And I'm just kind of like, oh, Lord. This is weird.
Do you post more scandalous stuff on your story?
Yeah. But I've toned it down a lot.
Have you?
Yeah. I'll do a couple here and there just to keep things, just keep relevant.
There's a lot of shout-outs on there.
There was shout-outs yesterday. I was giving shout-outs to some of my favorite guys.
A lot of inspiring memes.
She called someone the El Chapo of something they do.
Yeah, is that good? I saw that. I meant to ask you about that yesterday. Is being called the El Chapo of something a good thing?
I think so, because it means that you're like the like most gangster.
If somebody said, like, hey, Ace, you're the El Chapo of radio, I'd be like, I don't know if I want that title.
I think it's lit.
Number one, I don't want the real El Chapo to ever find out that I've been using the term El Chapo. I mean, odds are he won't, but just in case, it is the internet. Let's don't take any chances. Somebody said, I remember when Lindsay accidentally snapped Riggins a picture and she thought he screenshot it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, she did. She did.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah. I don't remember why, but she did. And I was like, what the hell? Hell yeah. And I think it did.
Yeah, she snapped it to you. It was meant for someone else. Yeah. And she snapped it to Riggins accidentally.
Like her boyfriend.
Was that very scandalous picture?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest fear. It has not happened to me yet.
Of what? Wood.
Sending the wrong picture, like sending a picture to the wrong person.
I would hope you're very meticulous when you're doing
it. I am. But there's times when you're drunk. And maybe you don't might remember what happened that night. And I'm always like, oh, let me check my phone.
Yeah, I've never had that. I'm still stuck on the fact that Riggins admitted the other day that he takes his iPad.
I know.
Over my phone.
Like, boop.
No, he doesn't have it because he didn't screenshot it. Okay.
Yeah. No, I know now what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a diabolical iPad. Because that's the iPad that, you know, well. Never mind. Yeah, I mean, it's just got a lot of content on there.
Yeah. Used for specific activities.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. Steve Hand Jobs. That's what I used.
Yeah, freak.
Nasty.
Nasty. Steve Jobs.
That was disgusting. Guy's dead.
Have your parents ever heard anything you said on here, Riggins,
or
anything, and then be like, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, all the time.
Was it necessary to say that?
Yeah, all the time.
Or to admit that, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's a character. I'm making content.
That's why my mom says she doesn't listen. She's like, I don't want to hear what you say.
Good.
What comes. I'm like, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Have they ever said like, hey, don't talk about that again?
No.
That's good.
No.
Who says more, your mom or your dad? Who
my
approaches
dad.
Your dad?
Really? Yeah. Wow. I would think maybe your mom would say
no, because she wouldn't. She
doesn't, probably doesn't
that.
Want to approach the subject
at
all.
Not at all.
Then that's how we deal with things in our families. My dad is emotionally inarticulate. So any kind of like, you know, expressions of love or caring, very foreign to him. He's just starting to warm up in his later years, but he's just unable to handle deep, thoughtful conversations about feelings and things like
that.
So
what does he ask you? Ask you like his, why are you talking about?
Yeah, it was, I forget a joke I'd made about buying cocaine or something. Yeah. It was a lie. Like I was making it up. But he asked me about it. Did you buy drugs? No, Dad, it was a joke. It's a joke. Okay. All right. He's got a wheelhouse. Like if you talk to him about athletic wear and baseball, that's about as wide reaching as his conversational skills go. You can talk about baseball. You talk about sales, athletic wear,
golf.
Boom.
Probably some golf.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it.
How is he with his grandkids though?
Excellent.
Really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the funnest part for me is because I'm the youngest. I never got to watch him with kids. But I realized, oh, yeah, they raised three kids of their own. They know how to do this. So, yeah, my mom was cooking at the stove, and she had a baby, my nephew, under her arm like a football. She was just holding him, and he was, like, outstretched like Superman. And she was making something at the stove, and she was just holding him there like that. I went, what is that? And she goes, oh, that's how you get them to quiet down. You just wrap them up like a football. And I went, oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they do know what they're doing.
They know what they've done it three times. When I was home last for Christmas, I think, all the kids were there, and they had made a potion for my dad to drink. And it had my mom was like, let's open the potion book and find something for Papa. And they're making, like, this concoction. It's got chocolate in it and pepper and bay leaves and, like, hot sauce. And my dad drank it.
Aww.
Like, he was a good sport about it and, you know, turned him into a frog. And I thought that, like, it's so fun to watch them with the kids.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Did he drink the whole thing?
He took a big sip of it, and then he went, ribbit, and the kids lost their
it.
Shit.
Oh,
they went nuts. It was great. I love it.
I love that.
Yeah, they're good sports.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Share Funny on the East.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.